next on the 5 o'clock report.
Our decisions will be region by region.
But right now, I think the virus is in control.
We saw 22 million jobs evaporate in March and April.
And it was just taken away without any warning.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and happy Friday, everyone. I'm Bill Price. Get them open. That is our top story at 5.
Good news. All schools can reopen.
Governor Andrew Cuomo with that big announcement today, an announcement that parents and teachers have been waiting for all summer long.
All school districts can open everywhere in the state. Every region is below the threshold that we established, which is just great news.
The governor says the COVID-19 infection rate is low enough in the state to safely reopen school next month. Districts must meet with parents and teachers before welcoming students back in the fall, and the State Department of Health will have the authority to reject a school's reopening plan, a plan that was submitted to the state last week.
If any state can do it, this state can do it. Because we've been smart from day one. We do the masks, we do the social distancing, we've kept that infection rate down, and we can bring the same level of intelligence to the school reopening that we brought to the economic reopening.
Most of the 700 districts across the Empire State have opted for a hybrid model of reopening that includes at-home and in-school learning.
Is it good for kids to be in a physical school? Absolutely. But right now, I think the virus is in control.
Dr. Wendy Patterson is dean of the School of Education at SUNY Buffalo. She says districts across New York must now balance student safety with learning as they prepare to reopen next month again. Governor Cuomo giving the green light today for schools to reopen this fall in New York. Talks between congressional Democrats and the White House have broken up with no apparent agreement over the next COVID-19 stimulus package. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The bottom line is this is a flood, economically and health-wise, of biblical proportion, and our Republican friends are looking like they just want to fix a leaky faucet. That's what's the difference here.
Republicans say Democrats are holding negotiations hostage for a bloated bill with unreasonable demands as another weekend deadline for federal job aid approaches. Correspondent Skylar Henry on Capitol Hill tonight.
More than 30 million Americans are out of work, and many say they don't know how they'll make ends meet without the extra federal spending on unemployment. The Small Business Paycheck Protection Program, which is designed to keep employees on the payroll, is set to expire on Saturday.
That's Skylar Henry reporting. President Trump says he may force a stimulus bill through executive action. The U.S. adding 1.8 million new jobs last month, marking the third straight month of improvement since the pandemic shut down the country back in mid-March. The growth, though, a sharp slowdown from the 4.8 million jobs that were created in June. Analysts blame that on the uptick in coronavirus cases across the country.
Let's put this in a little bit of a frame of reference. We saw 22 million jobs evaporate in March and April, then 7.5 million jobs in May and June. Now in July, the pace of job growth, it's slowing down a bit.
That is business analyst Jill Schlesinger. The unemployment rate fell to 10.2%. Grim predictions about COVID-19. Researchers at the University of Washington predict up to 300,000 Americans could die from the disease come Christmas time. That's nearly double the number of deaths the country has seen since March. However, scientists say if we wear face masks, almost 70,000 lives could be saved.
If every individual is wearing a mask is putting the brakes on transmission by 40%, that starts to add up.
The alarming prediction comes as the nation's death toll passes 160,000. Well, with just 3 months before the election, President Trump and Joe Biden both targeting Ohio this week. Trump advisor Steve Cortez says he's confident the president will carry the Buckeye State despite trailing Biden in the polls.
The Buckeye State will never back back Beijing Biden. And the reason I say that is that in the heartland of America, memories are still very raw about what happened to the industrial might of the Midwest in this country. Industry was decimated by horrible trade deals. One of the principal architects of those trade deals, whether it's NAFTA or China's inclusion into the WTO, one of the principal architects was Joe Biden.
The Democratic nominee causing quite a stir yesterday when he said the following in a taped speech to Black and Hispanic journalists. Take a listen.
What you all know, but most people don't know, unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community.
Biden later clarified his remarks, but the damage may have already been done.
Joe Biden has been insulting Black people for decades. It just shows you the Democrats think of Black people as children to whom the truth cannot be told.
That's radio talk show host Larry Elder. President Trump called the Biden blunder disparaging and insulting to African Americans. Biden called Trump's remarks shameful. Lawmakers on both sides of the political aisle are calling on the U.S. Postal Service to reverse changes that are causing delays in deliveries across the country. It comes as mail-in elections approach for the upcoming vote in November.
Although there will likely be an unprecedented increase in election mail volume due to the pandemic, the Postal Service has ample capacity to deliver all election mail securely and on time in accordance with our delivery standards. And we will do so.
That is Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. A plane crashed while trying to land in India today. It happened during a heavy rainstorm. Officials said that aircraft split in two.
The plane with 190 people on board skidded off runway and broke into two parts. The dead include both pilots.
At least 15 are dead. Over 100 people were hurt. Federal officials calling it the most sophisticated drug tunnel in the nation's history. That well-designed escape route discovered in the far southwest corner of Arizona, and it reached into a Mexican neighborhood. Authorities say the tunnel was still under construction when they found it, but featured a ventilation system, electrical wiring, even a rail system. Still to come this Friday, schools can reopen in New York, high school sports delayed in Pennsylvania, and message in a bottle in North Carolina.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. A pretty fine weekend is coming up overall. High pressure will deliver a good deal of sun and warmth, but it won't be oppressively hot. So it's going to be warm enough for your water activities, but not so warm as to oppress you while you're out there biking or playing tennis or gardening. Our call for the rest of this day and through the evening hours, we are going to find a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially along the Interstate 81 corridor, central New York and eastern Pennsylvania. Elsewhere and otherwise, it'll turn out partly cloudy to mostly cloudy tonight. Low temperatures, upper 50s to the middle 60s. Tomorrow starts cloudy in spots, but it turns out partly to mostly sunny with a warm high of 80. And Sunday is mostly sunny and warm. The high temperature on Sunday will be in the 80s.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Kevin. Checking the stories, making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania this Friday, August 7th. Once again, our top story today, Governor Cuomo saying that schools can reopen this fall in New York.
You look at our infection rate. We are probably in the best situation in the country right now. So if anybody can open schools, we can open schools.
The governor says COVID infection rates are low enough for a statewide reopening of schools. He warns, though, that the state health department can reject any reopening plan.
Department of Health can disapprove plans if they're not responsible from a health point of view.
Most of the reopening plans submitted by New York's 700 school districts involve a mix of in-person and at-home learning. The PIAA voting today to delay high school fall sports in the Commonwealth for 2 weeks. It comes after Governor Tom Wolf announced yesterday he wants to push them back until January, citing COVID-19 concerns. Republican State Representative Jesse Topper says this governor is playing politics with athletics.
Parents can't come watch their kids play in their senior year. What is the role of our government? Are we really going to get so far into people's lives that we can tell them where they can go, when they can go there, what they can do when they get there?
The Topper says districts across the Keystone State should decide for themselves whether or not they'll have sports this fall. He says that decision should not be coming from Governor Tom Wolf. Again, high school fall sports pushed back by 2 weeks in Pennsylvania. Well, speaking of sports, the Little League baseball season in Camillus, New York, has been canceled all because somebody complained about social distancing violations during the games. Because of that, the town has shut it down. Parents outraged, to say the least.
It was upsetting because for the first time in months, my son had a sense of normality. He was able to go out with his friends and do something that he loved, which is baseball. And it was just taken away without any warning.
This mom says if Little League Baseball is a no-go, then other activities at the park where the kids play should also be banned.
What was frustrating about this whole scenario is they took out the benches, but down at the park, down at the bottom of the hill, you'll see picnic tables and benches everywhere. And there's no social distancing or masks going on down there.
And the season was canceled with just 1 week to go for those Little Leaguers in Camillus, New York, all because someone complained about social distancing. A Chautauqua County, New York man has been charged with vehicular manslaughter following the death of a 7-year-old girl back in February. Here's Family Life's Tracy Lynn.
Yeah, Bill, state police arresting 24-year-old Nicholas Meinweiser of Lakewood, New York on Thursday. Authorities say Meinweiser was driving while impaired by drugs when he rear-ended a vehicle that had Emmeline Wilcox and her mother in it back in February. The collision caused the Wilcox vehicle to be struck by a tractor-trailer coming in the opposite direction on Route 60 just north of Jamestown. Little Emmeline was killed in the crash. Her mother survived. The victim was a first grader at Sinclairville Elementary School. Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.
Tonight's game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals won't happen. Major League Baseball says a Cardinals player has tested positive for COVID-19. The news of another infection comes as the team hasn't played in over a week. Time now for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks were mixed today, mostly shaking off concerns over rising U.S.-China tensions and ongoing coronavirus stimulus negotiations. The Dow was up 46 points, the NASDAQ fell 97, and the S&P 500 gained 2. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. You're plugged into the 5 o'clock report, a Friday edition on Family Life.
Hi, and we're back with today's MoneyWise Minute with Rob West.
Discussing your salary with a prospective employer is never easy. But let me suggest that if possible, you get them to name some figures first. That puts you in a better negotiating position. Second, remember you can negotiate more than just money, including your work hours, maternity and paternity leave, vacation time, specific work projects, or even your official title. Finally, make your salary discussion more about the company's needs than your own. Not what you used to make or why you need more money, but why you're a great employee and what you can do to meet the company's needs. Emphasize the incredible value you bring to their company and see if they'll provide a parking space while you're at it.
You can learn more about saving, spending, and managing your money God's way when you check out our books and other resources at moneywise.org.
The weekend is here.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. A pretty fine weekend is coming up overall. High pressure will deliver a good deal of sun and warmth, but it won't be oppressively hot. So it's going to be warm enough for your water activities, but not so warm as to oppress you while you're out there biking or playing tennis or gardening. Our call for the rest of this day and through the evening hours, we are going to find a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially along the Interstate 81 corridor, central New York and eastern Pennsylvania. Elsewhere and otherwise, it'll turn out partly cloudy to mostly cloudy tonight. Low temperatures, upper 50s to the middle 60s. Tomorrow starts cloudy in spots, but it turns out partly to mostly sunny with a warm high of 80. And Sunday is mostly sunny and warm. The high temperature on Sunday will be in the 80s.
All righty, Kevin Williams, appreciate it. Have yourself a great weekend. Finally, this Friday,
message in a bottle, yeah.
A fifth grader in North Carolina learning a lesson about her message in a bottle. She threw it into the ocean near Moorhead City last year as part of a class assignment. And it was just found. It traveled 4,000 miles all the way to Morocco. The message in a bottle was picked up by a local fisherman. He spotted it on a beach and emailed the girl with photos. Those two now chatting back and forth about that message in a bottle. That is the world we live in this Friday. As always, thanks for coming along. Have yourself a fantastic weekend, won't you? I'm Bill Price.